Federal investigators have found the country's oldest theological college broke the law regarding its native art. Andover Newton Theological School planned to sell 80 pieces in its collection, including a sacred Tlingit halibut hook. Now some tribal leaders are wondering if repatriation laws should be tougher. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Rosita Worrell has been fighting against the school's native art liquidation since June. She's the president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and also served on the NAGPRA Review Committee. That's the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Worrell said the Fed's decision was bittersweet. It reaffirms the private college is subject to the law because it receives federal student loans.
And so we were happy, you know, that the federal government did find that they were obligated to comply with NAGPRA. But I was also saddened, you know, to think that we had to spend all of that time and effort to really force them.
Back in July, the school's president, Martin Copenhaver, maintained the items in the collection weren't sacred. Turns out, that's wrong. David Katzik, a Tlingit tribal member, identified the halibut hook as a sacred object that was used in religious ceremony. Copenhaver couldn't be reached for comment, but the college has 45 days to contest the decision.
To the best of my knowledge, we haven't received any request for informal discussion.
That's David Tarler. He works at the NAGPRA office in D.C.
And there has been no filing of a request for a hearing at this time.
Tarler said the college has reached out for technical assistance, but it should have filed a summary of its native art years ago. It allows the tribes to see what's in the collection. And Andover Newton might not be the only institution skipping this step. Worrell says the process can lead to oversights.
There's no real teeth to the law. I mean, if I did not file my income tax, you could be certain that I would be hearing from the federal government and there would be immediate action for me to comply with the law. In the case of NAGPRA, we don't have the similar kind of requirements.
Because of this, the Alaska Federation of Natives recently passed a resolution. A group will work on proposing amendments to NAGPRA. They've already reached out to the congressional delegation. Worrell says the changes are necessary. Repatriation can be a long and costly endeavor for the tribes.
In one case, I would say that we expended over $100,000 in just direct expenses with lawyers, other anthropologists, compiling evidence.
And she says the NAGPRA laws are more than 20 years old.
When museums and scientists were less sympathetic to Native American beliefs.
Worrell thinks there's been a cultural shift. Recently, the Northern Light United Church sent a letter to Andover Newton asking the school to return the sacred items. And with the advancements, she says the law should adapt too.
I do believe that we have a younger group of scientists, museum professionals that have a greater understanding. I mean, I've seen this, you know, happen through all of my work around the country.
Worrell hopes this case will encourage other schools and museums to step forward about their native collection. She says there are more legal hoops, but the Tlingit halibut hook is one step closer to coming home. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.